Hey there, awesome humans. It's your girl, Laura Bennett, back with another dose of fired up motivation to help you conquer those procrastination demons and finally take control of your day. Ever feel like your work life is bleeding into your personal time? Like your days are just one long blur of emails, meetings, and deadlines? You know that feeling when you're supposed to be unwinding after a tough week, but all you can think about is that project report due tomorrow? Yeah, me too. It's happened to the best of us. But guess what? We don't have to settle for that kind of constant stress. Today, we're diving deep into setting boundaries, those magical lines in the sand that separate work from play and help you reclaim your precious time and energy. First things first, let's get real. Boundaries aren't about being selfish or saying no all the time. They're about protecting your well-being, nurturing your relationships, and ensuring you have enough space to recharge and thrive. Think of it like this: imagine a big bowl of your favorite cereal. You wouldn't want someone constantly dipping their spoon in without asking, would you? Boundaries are like that. They keep your personal life full and delicious. Now let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you build those boundaries like a boss. 1. Know your non-negotiables. What are the things that absolutely need to be protected in your life? Maybe it's family dinner time, an evening workout routine, or a good night's sleep. Identify those non-negotiable activities and schedule them into your week just like you would any important meeting. 2. Learn to say no gracefully. This one can be tough, I get it. But remember, saying no doesn't make you a bad person. It simply means you're prioritizing your time and energy wisely. Practice saying no politely but firmly. Try phrases like, "I really appreciate you thinking of me, but I'm already committed to other projects this week." Or, "That sounds interesting, but I need to focus on your priority right now." 3. Set boundaries with technology. Ever feel glued to your phone, checking emails at all hours? It's easy to get sucked into the digital vortex. Set specific times for checking work emails and notifications, and stick to them like a champ. Consider turning off those non-essential notifications outside of work hours so you can truly unplug and relax. 4. Create physical boundaries. This means establishing clear distinctions between your workspace and your personal space. If you work from home, designate a specific area for work and try to avoid working in other areas like the living room or bedroom. When it's time to clock out, physically leave that designated workspace and transition into your evening routine. 5. Communicate your boundaries. Make sure your colleagues, boss, and family know your boundaries. It might feel a little awkward at first, but clear communication is key to setting expectations and preventing misunderstandings. Think about the last time you felt completely overwhelmed by work demands. Maybe it was that deadline crunch or the never-ending stream of emails. Did you find yourself working late into the night, sacrificing your personal time, and feeling drained? I've been there. But then I realized I had a choice. I could either keep letting work take over my life or I could start setting boundaries to protect myself and my well-being. So I started implementing those 5 key takeaways. I made it clear to my team that I wouldn't be checking emails after 7 p.m. on weekdays. I created a dedicated workspace in my home office and made a conscious effort to leave that space at the end of each workday. It wasn't always easy, but over time, those boundaries became second nature and my work-life balance transformed. I started feeling less stressed, more energized, and actually enjoyed my evenings again. All right, amazing people. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. You deserve to have a fulfilling life both inside and outside of work. So go forth, set those boundaries like a boss, and reclaim your time and energy. Leave a comment below and tell me what boundary you're going to implement today. And don't forget to subscribe to Procrastination Punisher for daily doses of motivation and life hacks to help you slay your goals. See you tomorrow for another Fired Up episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.